On the latest podcast of Inside Appalachia, coal miner Jonathan Griffith described the atmosphere at his mine the day after Donald Trump won.
The next day, everybody was excited to go because they knew something better was going to happen, you know.
But will it? Our region prepares for President Donald Trump on this week's Inside Appalachia. Subscribe to the Inside Appalachia podcast on iTunes or visit wvpublic.org.
Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode of Inside Appalachia.
Jonathan's a roof bolter from Garwood, West Virginia, not too far from where I grew up. He says that on election night, as state after state was called for Trump, the excitement grew.
You could just tell by the more throughout the night, everybody just got a little bit more productive and light at the end of the tunnel, you know. The next day, everybody was excited to go because they knew something better was going to happen, you know.
Miners back to work. We're going to put the miners back to work. We're going to get those mines open.
This promise is the number one reason why coal miner Jonathan Griffith voted for Trump. I spoke with him and his wife at their home in Wyoming County, West Virginia.
This state right here could need it. We're basically, if you ain't coal mining or railroad, then you're either on welfare or you got a college education. And I'm hoping that he can bring in something to help everybody, and I believe he will.
So what makes you think that Trump will be able to create these jobs here in southern West Virginia?
He's a smart man, you know. He's a billionaire, millionaire, whatever. And he's just really good at creating jobs. I hope so. I mean, the man said he's going to do it. I wouldn't like to call him a liar. I'd hope he'd stick to his guns like he said he was going to. So that's all I can hope for.
Well, now, politicians don't lie, do they?
Well, he's not a politician.
Jonathan didn't always vote for Republicans. In 2008, he says he voted for Obama, and he's a union miner, and unions tend to support Democrats.
I believe even the unions now are ready for a change.
It's early, but Jonathan says he's seeing a change for the better in his community. Coal stocks are up, the price of coal has increased some too. And here's one sign. Jonathan says inexperienced miners, including his brother-in-law, are finding work.
Red hats are finally getting, you know, to be able to get hired. And I haven't seen that since I was a red hat 5 years ago.
Jonathan just recently got his job back after he was laid off for about 7 months. And while he was called back to work, plenty of his friends and family were not. Getting rid of that worry would make him happier and healthier.
I wouldn't have to sit here and worry about if I'm going to have a job today or tomorrow and, you know, see if my 5 kids are going to eat or not. And that'd make me happy and keep me from stressing out. And, you know, when you get stressed out about worrying about if you have a job or not, you know, something can happen. You know, you can be at work and thinking about it and something bad could happen and I might not come home.
During my visit, Jessica bounces their baby boy on her knee, and Jonathan rummages through the cabinets looking for things to pack in his lunch bucket. He's worked for about 5 years underground as a roof bolter. It's considered one of the most dangerous jobs. It's also one of the best paying.
Life of a coal miner is pretty rough. There's nights you come home and you're tired. You really just don't want to do nothing, sleep and, you know, go back to work. But then there's nights, you know, you have to make yourself, you know, spend time with the family.
It's like you're a single parent a lot of times because he's just not there. You know, they work 6 days a week, sometimes 12 hours a day, and then by the time they sleep, it's time to start over. Like our older 3 kids, he don't even see them till the weekends because they're gone when he's asleep, and by the time they get home from school, he's gone back to work, and it makes it tough.
Subscribe to the Inside Appalachia podcast on iTunes or visit wvpublic.org.